We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E, power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, good evening from Stillwater. Coach Gundy Radio Show coming your way tonight. Following a tough game in Lubbock, Texas against Texas Tech yesterday. And so this will segue into the bye week for Oklahoma State, the week without a game, one of two that Oklahoma State will have this year. They'll have another one in the month of November. And I think it's safe to say that given this Oklahoma State squad and its makeup with a limited number of experienced senior starters, the fact that they've got two off weeks is a good thing. And the first one will be this week. And there's some work, obviously, that they want to get done coming off a rough game at Texas Tech Saturday. Tech won, of course, 45-35 over Oklahoma State. The next game on the agenda for the Cowboys, of course, the Baylor Bears, who has been pretty impressive. Baylor's been pretty impressive this season, to say the least. They won at Kansas State yesterday and, for the most part, controlled that game. So they'll come here riding a high, feeling pretty good about themselves, feeling like, hey, maybe we can be in this conference race. So Oklahoma State will have its hands full once again with Baylor, although it is interesting. Last year, the scenario for the Cowboys was somewhat similar. And when I say that, the Cowboys did not play well in a loss at Kansas State, then went into the bye week, came out of the bye week, and beat Texas in Stillwater. So certainly hoping that that's the same outcome here in the 2019 season as it was a year ago, coming out of the bye week and coming off a tough loss on the road. So we'll see how it all pans out. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, there's two ways to get your questions to us. You can send it to us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338, or you may use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is, or I beg your pardon, you may also use Twitter, And use my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. So the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Or you can use my Twitter handle, which is the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice, if you have a question for Coach Gundy here tonight. So we'll take a break, come back, and we'll catch up with Coach Gundy in just a few moments. Live from Stillwater, it's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield, IMG College.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm-fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement. Free to download at mercy.net/OSU guide. It explains what joint replacement involves, so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OSU guide and get back to living fully.
I'm so glad the farmer's market is back. Which stand do you want to hit up first?
Pickle stand. Oh, but they don't take debit cards.
Oh, man.
It's fine. Bank of Oklahoma has ATMs on pretty much every block. So anyway, we'll def get some pickles and see an ATM.
Yep, more than 450 free ATMs statewide. Number 3 on the 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Right now, save $60 on the powerful MS-250 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2019 at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details. All prices CDBM SRP.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
We continue from Stillwater on the Coach Gundy Radio Show tonight. We're glad you're with us. And one big positive right now is at least the weather is acting more like it should for this time of year. We've got true football weather for the guys to practice tonight, and looks like that'll be the case throughout the week. And I'm hoping, obviously, with everyone else, that the homecoming weather is good and a favorable kickoff time for the fans, but that we may get an answer on that tomorrow.
Coach Gundy is with us now, and let's just start. As you had a chance to review the game in detail, what were your impressions of what happened yesterday in Lubbock?
It was self-inflicted, one, coaches and players, and then it just became almost like a perfect storm. That's just virtually impossible to win a game when you're negative five in the turnovers. So you can start right there. And then even when we got a break and thought we had a turnover, then they reviewed it and his knee was down, which his knee was down.
Right.
We were excellent on defense on third downs.
Yeah.
And nobody knows it because of the way the game transfer. I think we were they were 2 of 13.
That is correct. Yes.
And that was an area that we had said that we need to do a better job of. And we were excellent, but we gave up some big plays in that game in the end of the third quarter and fourth quarter. And we hadn't given up big plays. And then the other positive we had was we were really good inside the 10-yard line. We didn't kick field goals. We scored.
Right.
And that was an area that we had struggled with. So we improved in two areas that we said we needed to make improvement in order to have success in the league. And then we go away from the turnovers. We completely throw that out the window, and we give up big plays. So what we learn there is those two aspects of the game are important, but they're nothing like turnovers.
Right.
And it's, you know, we say it, talk about it all the time. We've been poor this year on third downs, and we've been poor inside the 10-yard line, but we didn't turn the ball over, and we won the games.
Right.
And so, you know, my message to the team tonight was that we're all to blame. There's enough in this game to go around, coaches and players, and but there were things in the game that we made improvement on. So we're going to stress that, but we're also going to be very critical in certain things and mistakes that we made in the game that had been practiced and obviously not enough because we weren't successful. And as coaches, then, you know, we have to look at some of the things we're doing, and we all overreact. I mean, we got home last night at 6 o'clock or whatever, and by 7 I was back up here at work and grading tape, and spent 3 or 4 hours just because I had a bunch of it on my mind. I wanted to figure out what was going on. I thought I was right. I knew what it was, but I needed to confirm it.
Mm-hmm.
And
Something. Yeah, not that this is relevant, but that's something you don't do that very often.
No,
years I've known you,
I don't. Saturday evenings and we work all day Sunday, but then Sunday night you try to recover mentally. And so I there was a lot of things I needed to know what was going on. So we came up and did that. And then again, went to sleep and then woke up at 2 and then couldn't go back to sleep till 4:30 because then I played it again in my brain. So long story short, it was pretty much exactly what I thought. And there are areas that we have to get improved considerably in. And the first one is taking care of the football. If you minus that many turnovers, it's going to be extremely difficult to win. And the team we're going to play in 2 weeks is further along, in my opinion, than the team that just beat us. Which that's here and there, but. The point being is we gave up big plays. We had some young safeties come in, and game kind of got on them real quick.
Yeah.
And then when the quarterback was throwing the ball into coverage more than we wanted him to a certain extent, that handcuffs the coordinator. I mean, it's hard to call plays. I've been in that situation as a play caller, and it's hard to call plays when you're scared of turning the ball over.
Yeah,
you can't call plays like that. And we've not had to do that. So I'm repeating myself now, but from that standpoint, it was just a perfect storm, and we couldn't get out of the way. You go back and watch the game, and I think this is going to be accurate. when I watched it last night, and then again I watched it just now with the staff, we had the ball inside the 40 going in three times, and we're only down 3-0. It's first down. Mm-hmm. We got 0 points.
Yes.
I mean, just that's just unlike us. And three times, you know, defense eventually kind of gave out late in the third quarter and fourth quarter, but – I one thing I haven't done is taken into account the points per start of series. The defense was on the field. I don't know how many times. I bet they had, they probably had 17 possessions.
I'll tell you. I'll do the math real quick. I think 18 actually.
Okay, so see, they had 18 possessions. So when you do the math, that's going to be just a little over 2.5 a possession. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah,
you look at it and you say it's bad. Well, they had 18 possessions, and so they should have only had 14. And if we had, you know, ifs and buts and all that, but if we had played good, they might have only had 12 possessions. So their points are probably going to be down around 30. That's how all this starts to snowball. And so we know exactly what's going on, and we'll work hard over the next 3 days, today and tomorrow and Tuesday, to come up with good game plans, and we'll instill confidence in the players and get them back, and they'll rally back and play hard. And so, but it was disappointing for all of us, particularly me. And I'm not taking anything away from Matt and Texas Tech. They made the plays and we didn't, but we didn't give ourselves a chance to win the game. I'm not going to say we gave one away. I'm just saying we never gave ourselves a chance to win that game, period. So, but we move on. It's college football. It's the way it is. Can't do anything about it. We got to regroup, and we all have to look in the mirror, myself included, which we have. Today's always a tough day. It's, you know, they're over there with the staff right now, and it's difficult to watch tape, and because I've asked the coaches to be critical and be tough on them, not personal, but be tough on them. That's the only way we're going to learn and get better, and that's what's going on right now. And then we'll head out over there at 7 o'clock and practice tonight and get back rolling.
It was rough for Spencer Sanders, obviously. I mean, everybody who watched the game knows that. How do you manage a young quarterback after a performance like that? And what's the balance between making sure he's able to receive the information and process it versus kind of crawl up in a ball because he's probably not gone through much of like this before? Is that making sense, what I'm asking? I'm just kind of curious what you do with that.
You know, the only way for me, Dave, and it's what I've always done, and I go back, it's just like raising your kids. You just tell them the truth. And this is where it is. This is what happened. This is why it happened. This is how we fix it. And it's no different for him. I've been in that position as a player. I've seen it as an offensive coordinator and a quarterback coach, and I've seen it as a head coach. And the same thing for him, as it is for me, as my wife always says, you put your big boy pants on and you get better.
Yeah.
And if you sit around and sulk and feel sorry for yourself and act like that you can't believe it happened, it's just going to make every day miserable. The solution is to go out and work hard tonight and to work hard the next day. It's the way life is. So we'll show him things that he did make some plays. He made some good plays. But we'll show him the plays that he needs to improve on and where he needs to make different decisions and times where he needs to take care of the football. And then we challenge him in practice during the next 2 weeks to improve, all while putting in a game plan and go out and execute where we can call our game and not have our hands tied and play the way that we normally play football around here. That's what we do.
Very good. Time for a break. Again, if you have a question for Coach Gundy, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or you can submit it to our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. Live from Stillwater, it's a Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield IMG College.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name. Oh, yeah.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
When your air conditioner needs repairs,
you need Advantage.
When your water heater goes out,
you need Advantage.
Your heater chokes in the fourth quarter,
you need Advantage.
If your air conditioner sounds like a truck dumping a load of rocks,
you need Advantage.
When you need plumbing, heating, or cooling, you need the best Advantage you can get in Stillwater. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem, and we'll also quote the cost of repair before the work is done. Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give you your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You can depend on your Tempstar dealer to keep your home and family comfortable all summer long. Whether it's a spring tune-up or a midsummer emergency repair call, our customers enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a reliable relationship with a rock-solid service partner. Make Tempstar your first choice for outstanding cooling products and solutions. Visit Tempstar online at Tempstar.com to find a dealer near you. Tempstar, quality you can feel.
Oakley Fence has been securing North Central and Central Oklahoma homes and property for 50 years. And the reason for Oakley's long-term success is simple. Oakley Fence offers top-quality fence in a variety of styles that can fit almost any budget. Oakley fences are handcrafted from the ground up with attention to every detail. Oakley offers wood, iron, and chain-link fences, as well as gates and operators. Put the same fence on your property that you see across the OSU campus. Trust Oakley Fence. Oakley Fence, the fence in North Central and Central Oklahoma. So you think you've seen all the options for OSU gear? Actually, you haven't, unless you've made a trip to the Pro Shop at Stillwater Country Club. Stillwater Country Club's Pro Shop is open to the public. It has a large selection of OSU gear that you won't find anywhere else. The SEC Pro Shop offers selections from prominent manufacturers such as FootJoy, Nike, Columbia, Cutter & Buck, and many more. And if your game needs a boost, Stillwater Country Club carries the latest golf equipment from Callaway, Titleist, and Ping. Check out the Pro Shop at Stillwater Country Club.
We continue from Stillwater with the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Glad you're with us tonight as we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy football. And got a few questions that have come in, Coach. One, just a comment, just saying, hey, just keep working hard, put the game behind, make the corrections. And you caught a Tech team that was a bit wounded. And there's probably some truth to that. They probably looked at their situation, having lost back-to-back games and sitting at 2-2 and thinking, hey, we better get this righted quick. As the next thing you know, it gets away from you.
Well, and we played right into their hand. We all know this. What's the one thing you when you go on the road, the one thing you don't want to do is turn the ball over.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to wake up a sleeping crowd, that's how you do it on the road. I mean, people go to college football games and they get excited with big plays on offense and turnovers on defense. That's what gets the crowd. The rest of it, they just kind of watch the game.
Yeah.
So we played right into their hand in doing that, and then we gave them momentum, we gave them energy, we gave them confidence.
Yeah.
And then so in the third quarter, not even in the first half, even though they were, but in the middle of the latter part of the third quarter, once they got up past two scores, well, then they just start opening up their playbook.
Yeah.
And now their quarterback is in a situation where he's comfortable wheeling and dealing it down the field. The offensive coordinator's like, heck, we can roll with this. And if we make a mistake, we still got a two-score lead.
Yeah.
And that's usually what we're doing.
Right, right,
and
right.
We've been in that situation a bunch in our career here, and that's where you want to be. So that's all we can do. You know, we wish we'd have played better. We didn't. We wish we'd have coached better. We didn't. But we got a long ways to go. And to a certain extent, in a weird way, any way, shape, or form you like it, but I like to battle back. You know, I like to see the young men react and the coaches react and come up with a plan and see if we can work hard and get this thing back on the right track before we play Baylor.
How'd you feel about? I mean, Chuba Hubbard had, the numbers were obviously good again. 156 yards. He rushed it 34 times. But how'd you feel about his overall performance? Statistics included, among other things, and then just the whole run game.
He missed a couple blocks. He needs to do a little bit better job in pass protection, and a lot of that has to do with his maturity. You know, he's a fantastic college running back right now, but the overall picture, like for him to play on Sundays for however long. He needs to improve in the other side of the world the running back lives in, and he needs to become a better protector, technique wise. But overall, we rushed the ball. I mean, Spencer ran for 80 yards or something. I'm not sure what it was, and Chuba had quite a few yards. So we were over 200 yards rushing, and if you're 200 yards rushing, you're in decent shape. So we rushed the ball okay. There was two runs. He was one step away from breaking a big
one. Yeah.
And that all kind of contributed to, the type of day it was. He just got tripped up at the last second a couple times. So anyway, we ran the ball okay, but we certainly got to continue to work it and really stress the importance in the passing game of improving in that area to help balance out the run.
Did you see anything maybe from L.D. Brown that lets you think that maybe he's closer to, reducing Chuba's workload some?
He needs to get in more. We talked about that today. I think he had 9 plays maybe or 10 plays and total in the game. And he's running better. We talked about this a few weeks ago that he was pitter-patting his feet a little bit instead of putting his feet in the ground and heading north. And he improved last week, and he improved again in this game. So we need to play him more. I mean, I'm saying, he needs to get into the game 20 plays next week at least to give 2 weeks from now, I should say, to give Chuba a break. Because he's taking the coaching, and I appreciate that. We asked him to do something. We said, look, we need you in the game. You're the experienced guy, but you're standing around chopping your feet. We need you to run, and he has. So you have to appreciate that from the young man and say, okay, I'm doing what you asked me to do. Give me a few more chances.
What do you anticipate that teams will do to you defensively? Having gone through what you did in this particular game, will that dictate, will there be any flavors that you'll continue to see, or was this just one of those where you're almost thinking, okay, you want to do that to us again, we'll be better this time? I mean, what do you see playing out?
They didn't do anything that we weren't ready for. And that's what at times makes it so painful to watch, because sometimes, a few years ago, we went to Texas and they jumped in all that look that we hadn't seen all year.
Right.
And they got us. They were going into the game. They were blitzing 28% of the time, I think. And they blitzed us 24% of the time on first and 10, second and normal. So it was what we thought. We just didn't execute. And we had mental mistakes. And so afterwards, I said to the media, maybe I worked them too hard. You and I talked about this. We've been on an 8-week stretch, and basically 9 weeks straight, we were the only team that didn't have an open date.
Right.
And I pushed them really hard last week because they were buying in and they were working hard. And maybe I pushed them a little bit and fatigued them somewhat mentally. I'm not sure, but for whatever reason, they just didn't do anything that we didn't see. I mean, it wasn't that; it was just we didn't execute.
Once again, if you have a question for Coach, you can send it to us two ways on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Or you may use my Twitter handle, which is the Twitter handle @GoPokesVoice. Back with more after this from Stillwater. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield, IMG College.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichert and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
Hey parents, have you signed your kids up for the Pistol Pete's Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $30, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, have exclusive access to parties with the athletes, and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Go Pokes!
Hey, Cowboys fans, put your game face on this football season with the OSU Visa debit card from MidFirst Bank. Get your OSU debit card free with any MidFirst Bank personal checking account. Plus, MidFirst offers OSU credit cards, gift cards, and OSU checks. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
We continue with the Coach Gundy Radio Show. If you have a question for us, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or send it to us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Jordan McCray had first career touchdown yesterday, and some pretty nifty running after the catch, it seemed.
He made a really nice run and went up and got the ball, and we talked this afternoon about we've got to get the X's, that position, involved in the game. And we're not doing a good job of getting them the ball. And so what's happening is everything's loading up on Tylan and in the run game. And we've got to find ways to get them the ball and do a better job of activating that guy. So we're going to work hard at doing that. And I tell you what, he was really, really nifty with the ball after the catch.
Yeah.
So that's encouraging.
And I guess that's just part of the process with a young quarterback and so forth. It's just kind of looking at all those pieces of the puzzle. And in this case, the X receiver and saying, okay, now we've got to resolve this part of it. And then obviously your quarterback has to digest it and make it happen.
Well, what you're saying is exactly right. And part of it is, you know, when you're young, and I'm saying this in experience, you always want to look to whoever you think the best player is. Gives you the best chance for success. And in our situation, there, you know, they're defending more times than not. They've got two people on our guy.
Right.
And so he's got to learn and develop that. And then we have to teach him and coach him.
Offensive line-wise, there were some more tweaks yesterday with Hunter Anthony moving to guard and again, a bit of a different lineup. How did you feel about how they played?
Overall, they played average. I mean, they didn't play bad. I didn't think they played good. Overall, they played average. But for Hunter, changing positions and then the lack of experience that he has, he played pretty good. Moving him in there, and you know, what I like about him is he's tough, he's aggressive, he plays really, really hard, and he's young, and he gets a little top heavy at times, but it's nice to see a young guy go in there and compete. You know, at this time next year, you know, we should feel really good about him. Same thing with 78 with Bray.
Right.
I mean, he moved back out, you know, back out at tackle again, and he made some plays, but he made some mistakes, and he's no different than Spencer. He's only played in five games.
Right, right.
People forget that. You know, we have the magnifying glass on the quarterbacks or receivers or something, but it's no different for a lineman. He's still in just game five. So anyway, long story short, Hunter continues to play hard and grow and develop, and as he improves in the strength conditioning and continues to work on balance and foot speed and such. He has the intensity, he has the toughness, and he loves to play football, that's for sure.
Do you see Woodard rather being a guard? Do you think that's his long-term position, or do you know for sure yet?
I would say, I may be talking out of place here a little bit, if we're able to recruit and develop tackles that may be just a little bit leaner, you would think he's a guard because he's a kind of an earth mover looking
right,
guy.
Right.
He's very massive and has really powerful lower body. So I think maybe you see that in his future.
Have a question that's come in, and it's a question I'm sure that you've been asked a lot. Did you give any thought to relieving Spencer Sanders with Drew Brown yesterday?
Not really. You know, there's times where we have to evaluate how much pressure's on a quarterback, his reads, you know, if the play calls put him in a good position. So I don't think there's ever a chance you don't think about it. But if we change quarterbacks, we want to make sure that it's for all the right reasons. And sometimes we could be right or we could be wrong as coaches when we make those decisions. We just don't have the luxury of watching the tape and seeing exactly what's going on to make that.
Right. So in the midst of the game, you can't see the video, so you have a limited view of what's going on, obviously.
And that's a pretty big decision when you do that. You know, when you'd say you're going to change out quarterbacks and – we're comfortable with Drew. That's for sure. I mean, he's worked hard. His attitude's been great. But we, I guess maybe me more so, because that's a decision that I have to make along with input. But you want to make sure that the timing's right and it's for all the right reasons.
Okay, this is probably a ridiculous question, but I'm going to ask it because it's running through my mind. In a situation like this with a young quarterback, could you ever go into a situation where you sell it to the young guy as, hey, we like baseball, we got a closer. If you get too many pitches, so to speak, or something happens, we'll go to our closer and he'll finish the game. Could you ever approach it that way, or is that just a ridiculous way to think of it, where you have a guy that you could use as a quote-unquote closer if the young guy is doing what sometimes young guys do? But that's probably crazy to think that way. I'm just curious.
It would be difficult just in the nature of competitiveness. Most of these guys that play that position, they're so ultra competitive.
Sure, they don't they're here.
Yeah, and you know, Mason didn't even like coming off on the goal line and putting JW in when it clearly was advantageous for our team, and he was okay with it, but he didn't like it.
Yeah.
And in most cases, that's what you run into.
Understood. Question, I know limited commentary on this, but I think this is a broad question, just asking about how you feel about the health of your team right now in terms of injuries and just where you stand halfway through.
Well, Peel left the game yesterday, and Jarek left the game yesterday. And we'll know a lot more tomorrow, but I feel like that we should get those guys back by the first of next week, which will really help.
And, yeah, because you're kind of thin at that position, it seems.
And then it'd be nice to get those guys back. And we will reevaluate Galloway and Tyler Lacy next week and see where they're at. And then the nose guard should start practicing. I think that he'll start practicing with us next week, not this week, I think. But those guys will all come in, and doctor comes on Tuesday, and they do all their evaluations.
We'll take a break, get to more questions after this. From Stillwater, it's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Bom, 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 bom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on,
buckle
up.
Some ice cream?
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College from Stillwater. Sky is clearing off. Going to be a chilly night, feeling like football weather. It's good news. Homecoming's a couple of weeks away, so that's always a good time. We look forward to that. And this weekend, Oklahoma State does not play. They are the last of the Big 12 teams to get the bye week, so there will not be a game, obviously, this weekend. Another question that's come in, it's pretty simple. Why is the diamond formation so effective? And you might also add kind of how that evolved, because that was an Oklahoma State concept. So if you don't mind, dig into that.
It's been really good for us for a number of years. we started it in
2010, right?
I think 10 is when we started it. And we had really, really good running backs and really good fullbacks. We had two or three fullbacks that could play, and we had Joe Randall and Kendall Hunter.
Yeah, and Bryant Ward from here in Stillwater's Bryant first Ward, team all Big 12 as a fullback.
Kai Staley. And so, and then we had Justin Blackman on the perimeter, and I can't remember who was on the other side of the field. So we said, how can we use all these running backs and also give us man coverage on the perimeter? And that's what that's how it all evolved. And then it's grown since then. Now, the first year that we used it, we didn't run any read zone out of it, obviously, because it was Whedon.
Right.
And then once when Brandon left, we kept it, and we started running a lot of read zone and different directions type runs with Chelf and JW, and it became a really good formation for us. And so with Spencer and his ability to run, and we have a couple good Cowboy backs, guys that need to be in the game. Well, really three. Metcalf does a nice job also.
Yeah, he's been a nice player.
Yes, and so they play that role really well, and that allows us to use it. And if we need to, we can throw out of it and do a few things differently. And you get a chance to cross your backs and stuff. They go across each other's face, and in it, we feel like that it gives linebackers a misread at times. So it's been good for us for, gosh, I guess now getting close to going on 10 years.
Yeah. And the thing is, it seemed like when you started doing that, it took off like wildfire. Started seeing it not only with other college teams, it quickly migrated to the NFL. Were you surprised at all at how it seemed to take off from almost day one?
You know, it's just the wishbone's all it is. It's just
an inverted wishbone.
That's right. And there's been coaches that I coached with 25 years ago that are retired now, guys that are in their 70s, would say back in the 90s that the best formation in football is the wishbone with no tight end, with two receivers, because you have to defend the deep ball, but you also have to play the triple option. And that's all it is. It's just an inverted wishbone. Now, we didn't start out running that, but now basically we're running triple option out of the invert.
Right.
It's the same concept with, I say triple, but double option. I mean, he either gives it or keeps it and pulls it. We don't have the pitch with it. So we were the only team running that. And then it started popping up in college a year or two later. And then about a year after that, you start seeing it in the NFL. There were several teams that were running in the NFL. It's kind of interesting, but no, it's been really good for us.
Yeah, and it's been fun to kind of watch that evolve over time and how popular it's become and how it's really taken off. We have another question that's come in. Would you consider, and somebody's been listening to this conversation, would you consider putting the quarterback under center more and splitting the backs and getting more into, you know, your pitch type option? You've done some of that out of some of your current formations. Is that a piece to the puzzle, possibly?
I don't know that we'll get back under the center a whole lot. And the reason why is because it takes a lot of work. We people don't realize that it takes time to get a quarterback center relationship under center. And to the public, they would say, scratch your head and said, well, what's so hard? Well, the center doesn't always step straight ahead. Sometimes he steps to the right. Sometimes he steps to the left. He's got a nose guard over him trying to knock him back. So we don't get a lot of work with hands under the center compared to what we do in the gun. And just have to be a little careful of whether you can get quality work with both. So right now, that's not something that we see happening.
You know, back to the spread for a moment. When Bill Clay was defensive coordinator here, of course, now he's one of your defensive analysts, and that was in the days when Les Miles was here and Mike Leach was ripping and roaring at Texas Tech, and what he was doing was innovative at that time because Al Mumme had not been doing that stuff at the major college level that long. We're talking about 2002, 2003. You know, Bill was always baffled by that spread. And then he came to me. I saw him early in camp, maybe it was 04, and he said, you know what? I think I finally figured this thing out. He said, all this is an option attack, except you're throwing it instead of running it. That's really all it is. And, yeah, of course, when I mentioned that to Dana Holgorsen, I will not repeat on the radio the response I got. I don't think he cared for the simplistic nature of the question, but is that to some extent true, or is it too simplistic to think that way?
It's very similar. The base of the option, when I was in high school, we ran the Veer, which was split back Veer, which is the same principle as the wishbone, but we just had two backs in the backfield. And I could give it to the back on a dive. I'd be reading a tackle. And if he took the dive, I pulled it and went to the next level and pitched it. And so now with the read zone concept that we have, the quarterback is reading the end or whoever he's reading, and he can give it or he can keep it and run it, and then he can even throw it in the flat. You're seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the same thing to a certain extent. I mean, when you throw it out there to a guy in the flat, it's no different than pitching it to a guy. And then the slot receiver blocks the other guy just like the halfback would have been out of the backfield when he arc blocked on the safety. So it's very similar, and it's like what we talked about on defense. The three-down defense that we're seeing is just old-school Okie defense with the two big ends that used to play are replaced by nickelbacks, and they're walked out because there's receivers. But it's the same defense. There's three down. There's two linebackers inside. And the tight end's not in the game anymore. Right. So they move him out and put a wide out in. So they take the Sam linebacker who used to stand over the tight end. They take him out and move him out, and that's it's just turned full circle is all it has. So it's very similar to what it used to be, and it's just interesting how it turns full circle with football coaches.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing how it's done that, and it's gone full circle right now. As a matter of fact, with what defenses, as you said, are doing. So, once you went into the spread and you had some years of doing it, did you think back at all and ponder maybe a thing or two that you got out of it that you didn't expect? I mean, because in 09, I remember after the Oklahoma game, we were in the locker room in Norman, and I knew after that conversation you were going to make a change, and probably a big change offensively, because I remember that conversation vividly. But was there anything that you got out of it that you didn't expect? It's like, whoa, this has turned out better than I thought. Anything that's like when you got 3 or 4 years into it, it's like, oh, this is nice. Anything?
The speed is what we've developed. There was always most teams that were playing like us were handing the ball off up the middle or throwing the ball out in the flat quick, a lot like what we did Saturday. Mm-hmm. Then we transitioned into multiple plays playing fast. We were the front runner on that.
Yeah.
And still are today. We can do more faster than anybody, in my opinion. And we started that about 5 years ago. And that's been a heck of a scheme for us and helped us. And so some defenses have started to catch up with it and doing some different things. And so now we're trying to evolve, and it's, you know, it's a chess match all the time. But it's been a fun deal. You know, we went to the spread, then we went to the tray set.
Yeah.
And then we went to the, you know, where we had 25, 30 plays where we could just call a word and go run it up and do it, and not just a simple play. You know, we would run down the field stuff and sophisticated stuff. And so now we're trying to evolve a little bit more. It's, you know, you just got to try to stay on top of it every year.
Yeah, stay ahead of the chase, so to speak.
That's exactly right.
Quick thought on Baylor. We've just got about a minute left.
Well, I've watched a game and a half on them, and they're a good football team. They're I'm impressed with their linebacker number 4. He's a good football player. He's about like number 1 we played on Saturday. Number 1 for the Texas is a good player,
Jordan Brooks,
and this kid is a good player too. And they've got a huge nose guard. He's got to be 330, and he's a good football player. And their two ends are playing good, 93, and I think the other one's 90. I'm not for sure. All running together now. And then Their quarterback is in, I think he's in his third year now, and he's developed. He's playing really well for them. He's helped them get to where they are now. He's not making a lot of mistakes. He's playing. His game is different, but he reminds me a little bit of the guy at Texas. Watching his maturity over Ellinger. The last couple of years.
Yeah, Charlie Brewer is the quarterback you're speaking of.
Yeah, and he's playing really good. And, when those guys get, he's got to have 20 games under his belt now or more. I'm not sure, maybe more. And you can tell that he's played in a lot of games.
Yeah.
And so they've shown a lot of the three-down defense and played a lot of really soft, and then they'll play some quarters. And then offensively, they spread you out, and they do a lot of what we do and a lot of RPOs. So we need a couple really good weeks of practice, and we're excited. I'm excited to get back out there tonight and get with them and get them going. And I enjoy the cat and mouse game, of coming up with schemes and trying to give our players the very best chance to win. So we're looking forward to getting back out there.
Well, very good. We'll let you get to that. We appreciate the time, Coach. Thanks for the visit. Have a great week this week and next week, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's Cowboy Head Coach Mike Gundy wrapping things up after these messages on the Mike Gundy Show from Learfield IMG College.
We're saving you time at homeland.
Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
So who's with me? Meat. Bun, Schwab Dog. Come on, guys. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. I can't hear you. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Now get out there and get yourself the best dang hot dog that ever existed.
Schwab, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name. Oh, yeah.
At Charlie's Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on the Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield IMG College, we had some people text in, asking about Mason Rudolph. In case you missed it, he took a violent hit from Earl Thomas, the former Texas Longhorn today. Let me backtrack and say, I say violent hit. It was a nasty collision, but it was a legal collision. It was not dirty. At least I didn't think so. I've seen it on replay that Karsten Melton, our producer, showed to me. I mean, it didn't seem to be. Now, I'd probably want to watch it a few times before I say that, but it didn't seem to be at first glance anything that was too much over the top. But he was knocked out. And I say knocked out cold. And so he obviously did not play the rest of the game. I know people are concerned about him and asking for updates. I have not seen anything as of yet. And I'm told Karsten's been monitoring that for us. Our producer, Karsten Melton, says he is just learned from social media that he has been released from the hospital, so that's good. Mason Rudolph is out of the hospital as of a short time ago, and hopefully on his way back to being able to get back in the lineup for the Steelers. But that obviously was not a good situation for him, and from what we're told, and I know Coach Gundy had a chance to get a couple glimpses of that game, sounded like Mason was having a reasonably good game up to that point, and then knocked out cold in that particular game. So that was tough. But as Karsten's told me now, Mason Rudolph has been released from the hospital. So we have to ascertain that that's good news and kind of take what you can get after a hit like that. Baylor's coming up. We don't know the kickoff time, obviously, yet, but hopefully we'll know that tomorrow. And hopefully it'll be a mid-afternoon or evening game for homecoming. That is a much better scenario for Oklahoma State fans. For Karsten Melton and Coach Gundy, I'm Dave Hunsiker. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. We are not here next week, so no show next week. We're back here in 2 weeks. This has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.